Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk with M. I'm super late on this because I was like in school and we were doing our main episodes and Skylar posted her first Let's Talk on June 27th and I'm here on August 31st. So I'm late, but I'm here, I'm ready. We're talking about movies. I know we watch a bunch of movies on the podcast and talk about them all the time, but I'm going to tell you about my favorite movies and movies I grew up watching and just some general movie talk with M, and I hope you guys enjoy. I'm looking forward to our one-on-one time. Yeah, I'm super excited. Let's just jump right into it. We've talked about a lot of different kinds of movies on our podcast, and I think when we started, we didn't know exactly that, like, this was what we were going to be doing, but we kind of really liked it, and we, like, people started listening to it, and so we kind of rolled with it. So we watched some Film Bros movies, which are always, like, we have no idea if we're going to like those or not, and we watched some just bad modern teen dramas, except for The Last Letter from Your Lover wasn't super teeny, but and just like roast them because most of the time they're bad. I don't know if you can tell, we don't really like those kinds of movies. We watch them for the fun of it, and sometimes they're fun to hate watch, and sometimes they're so bad it's not even fun to hate watch them anymore, which is, we're watching He's All That this week. By the time you listen to this, it may or may not be up. So you get a little inside scoop if you listen to this before before Wednesday. But, like, sometimes they're just not even fun to hate watch. But I don't even really know how I would categorize, like, the types of movies I like to watch now. I grew up watching, like, Disney. I was a big Disney girl, obviously. All the princess stuff, like, all of that. I think in, like, my CD holder in my car, I had Sleeping Beauty, Little Mermaid, Lady and the Tramp for some reason, and Mamma Mia. And when we went on trips, we had a little CD player. I would watch Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, and Mamma Mia the most. The Little Mermaid kind of took a back seat, I won't lie. But that was when I was, like, maybe, like, 9 or 10. So I had all the Disney movie stuff. But then I also was watching Mamma Mia. And it's gotten to the point where I've been on so many trips. I had been on so many trips in that car, and I had seen Mamma Mia, like, thousands of times that, like, I know all of the dialogue. I know all of the songs because those songs are so good. And I just became really obsessed with it and I really liked it. And I know that there was a second one that came out and I watched it once and I don't think I liked it, but maybe I need to watch it again. I'm open to watching it again. I think I like those songs a little bit more than the original, but I don't know how much I liked the storyline or the way they did it. I don't know. I think the most disappointing thing for me with that movie is that the backgrounds are all green screen, and I hated when I found that out because I was like, what do you mean? There was no on-location shoots? They weren't getting drunk in Greece like Meryl Streep and Amanda Seyfried and Pierce Brosnan and Colin and the whole cast? So, I mean, obviously that's not super important to, like, the movie, but I felt like it just detracted from the movie. It didn't detract from the movie, but I think that paints it in a completely different light. Am I wrong? I could be wrong. So anyway, I was really into that movie when I was younger. And, like, Amanda Seyfried and Meryl Streep, Christine Baranski and Birdcage, like, I think that probably influenced why I watched, like,
a bunch of their movies. Obviously, because Meryl Streep's in everything. But, like, Amanda Seyfried's in this movie called Letters to Juliet from, like, 2010, like, early 2000s or something. And it's, like, fine. It's, like, a feel-good, like, dumb movie. And, like, oh, my God. When I didn't grow up watching Harry Potter, as you can probably tell from our Harry Potter series, because I hadn't seen any of those movies. The actress that plays Rosie? Oh my god, is that her name in Mamma Mia? Anyway, she's the mother of, like, the Weasley children. She's Mrs. Weasley. I had absolutely no idea. That was a complete shock to me, because I only knew her from Mamma Mia. What's her name? I really wish I knew her name. She's, like, a famous British actress. Like, she's known for things besides Mamma Mia and Harry Potter, I feel like. So anyway, yeah. That was, like, the one not age-appropriate movie I was watching as a child. So, I also really liked were they technically Disney? Ella Enchanted, Enchanted, so the only two coming to my head, but I think I watched Ella Enchanted, like, oh my god, so many times, because the prince in Ella Enchanted, who I think is in that Hannibal show, I don't know, I haven't seen it, let me know if that show is good, he's the prince in that movie, also Anne Hathaway, Princess Diaries, Princess Diaries 2 with Chris Pine, oh my god. I'm gonna have to move away from childhood movies or else this is a completely different episode that I planned, but, Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep, and Anne Hathaway, and Emily Blunt. Oh my god. I love that movie so much. But anyway, yeah. My, like, childhood movies were, like, basically Disney and Pixar, so I was watching a lot of Finding Nemo, Ratatouille, Disney Princess, all of Disney Princesses. I was obsessed with them. I think Ariel was my favorite. I think. I rewatched the original Beauty and the Beast recently because it'd been a while since I'd seen it. And my cousin was telling me, like, to watch the live action, but I was like, I don't think I'm really into that. I don't want to. So I haven't seen that, but actually, I haven't seen any of the live-action remakes. Like, the Cinderella they made, like 6 years ago. I never saw that. And I didn't see Beauty and the Beast. But I am really looking forward to the Little Mermaid remake. Okay, let's move on from childhood movies. As we know, or if you haven't listened to our, like, WandaVision or maybe Marvel Plotlines quiz episodes, which you should. This past winter, I watched all of the Marvel movies in chronological order in a week because I wanted to be able to understand WandaVision because I fell in love with Elizabeth Olsen. Okay, so I've been through that. I watched WandaVision and then I got roped into Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And I didn't watch Loki because I was at school and I was too busy to, like, keep up with it because I'm lazy and also forgetful. And I haven't seen Black Widow yet. I really want to see Black Widow, but I don't know if you still have to pay the extra, like, I don't know, $30 on Disney Plus. And also, there's that whole Scarlett Johansson contract thing that I just don't know anything about. So I do want to watch it at some point, but I'm not going to a movie theater because I'm lazy and I don't want to, and all my friends have left for school. So I had that Marvel movie phase thing. I could get into some of my favorite movies, but they're all a blur. I really liked Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, and I'm going to leave it at that, and we all know my feelings toward Chris Evans. As for, like, some of just, like, my all-time favorite movies, and I'll get into why, I have a really interesting list. I think one of my favorite movies, I was going through and making a list, and I was trying to think of every movie I'd ever seen, and I couldn't. So, I'm definitely leaving some things out. Like, I've just come to accept that. I'm gonna, finish recording this and then think of, an amazing movie that I've seen 100 times that I forgot to mention. So, apologies in advance, but... And also, you know when you watch a movie a bunch of times with, your friends or your family, and it becomes just this, feel-good movie you guys watch all the time, and you're like, oh yeah, I really like that movie, or have you been Stockholm syndromed into liking the movie because it's played for you all the time? With some of these, I don't have an answer for that. I still like them. So if I've been Stockholm syndromed, so be it. So the first movie on my list of some of my favorites is Julie and Julia. I feel like I've mentioned this movie in passing on the podcast, but it is Meryl Streep and Amy Adams, and it's the story. It's two true stories of Julia Childs and then this cook in New York in 2000, 2001, 2002. Julie, I forget her last name. It's really good. It's two timelines. It switches back and forth between the 40s and 50s and or 50s and 60s and modern day, the early 2000s. And just warm tones all over across the board. It's about food, cooking. It's just so good. And Stanley Tucci's in it. And it's just so good. The music is so good. I love that movie. I don't know if I've been Stockholm syndromed into liking Good Will Hunting. I don't know what that is. I think it's just Robin Williams. He's just so good in it that he ties everything together, and I can forgive Ben Affleck for being a part of that movie. Don't ask me why I don't like him. I just don't. I'm also currently reading Gone Girl, and I know he's in the movie as the husband, and the husband is just so awful. So I think that is, I don't have any ill will towards him, but he's not my favorite actor in the entire world. I watched that movie a bunch of times, just so many times. There's a lot of good quotes from that movie. But again, I don't know if I'm... Oh my god, Bill from Mamma Mia is in that movie. I just remembered that. He's a professor who tries to get Will to do the math stuff because he's a genius. But it's one of my favorites and it just makes me feel good. And it's just fall vibes. It's like how Gilmore Girls is fall vibes. You know what I mean? School of Rock. I know I'm just going through a list, but this is the only way I could organize my thoughts. School of Rock. Now, Skylar doesn't like Jack Black, so I can't talk about School of Rock or any Jack Black film. That's my favorite one, without getting monumental amounts of slack from her. So this is my chance to do it and influence all of you. If you haven't seen School of Rock, it's 2003? 5? Early 2000s. Miranda Cosgrove is in it. Absolute queen. Oh my god, that movie is so good. Now, it's from my childhood, so again, the whole brainwash thing, but it's just so funny, and some of the songs are genuinely good. Sarah Silverman is in it. She's so, oh my god, I love that movie. I quote that movie, almost the whole thing. There are so many iconic, monologues and, songs in that movie, and it's just fun, and the ending is, the best thing ever. If you haven't seen School of Rock, I highly recommend watching it. I don't think you have to be a kid to enjoy that movie. And then they made that whole musical, and I think I saw that musical, and I think I'm too old for a School of Rock musical. I don't think I need that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's, a childhood movie, but also, you can put that on. I'm still gonna say and sing every single word. Okay, what's next? Oh my god, this is like a no-brainer since I love Chris Evans, but Knives Out, I learn something new in that movie every single time I watch it, because I miss things. And when that movie came out, like, I'm not really like a mystery thriller, I guess. I don't know. It's like written like a friggin' mystery novel. That's not really my choice, like, of a movie to go see, but everyone knows Knives Out is like such a good movie. That's like still gonna be on my top 10 list, like, forever. I think that movie is so good. I rewatched it recently, and I just, like, you forget things. And also, again, the color story employed in that movie is so good for what? It has, like, I can only probably watch the movie in, like, the fall or winter because it just has those vibes. It's not a summery movie. It's not. It just isn't. Like, Knives Out, Little Women, I associate with, obviously, with, like, fall and winter, because that, like, Christmas happens. But, like, Lady Bird, I can't, no, because it has, like, prom, which is spring, whatever. Like, some movies are seasonal. Please tell me somebody agrees with me. And recently, I watched Hot Rod. So, Hot Rod is from 2007, and it has 2007 Andy Samberg in it. So, if you like Andy Samberg, you have to watch Hot Rod. And it has just, like, a bunch of SNL people. It's probably, I think, it's just Bill Hader. Bill Hader, Andy Samberg, Isla Fisher, like, a bunch of comedy people are in it. And I watched it this past summer with my friends, and I was very surprised at how funny I like, thought it was, like, laugh out loud, quotable moments. And now it's on my top list because it was just so good. And it like, parodied itself in a really just, like, smart way. So, like, it was funny. We were laughing at how ridiculous it was, but, like, we knew it was making fun of itself, and it knew it was making fun of, like, tropes in the certain type of movie it could be. And I really enjoyed that. I think when things can make fun of themselves, it's, like, super funny. Oh my god. I could watch that movie over and over again. I loved Hot Rod. And I couldn't believe I hadn't found it earlier, because I love SNL. As we know, I can't even talk about Jason Sudeikis at the moment because I'm watching Ted Lasso. I friggin' love that show. The whole Olivia Wilde, Harry Styles, Jason Sudeikis thing. I've been talking to Skylar about it literally last night. I was like, how am I going to support Harry when Jason Sudeikis is the moment at the moment? He was in 30 Rock. Oh, guys, I'm watching 30 Rock. It's my new hyperfixation. And he's in it. It's like 2007 Jason Sudeikis. And he plays a love interest in it. And I'm like, anyway, we don't have to talk about it. So, Hot Rod. I think when SNL people make movies or TV shows, they are always really good. It might depend on, like, the season cast I'm thinking of. But, I mean, Barry, Hot Rod, Ted Lasso, 30 Rock, like, and I'm sure I'm missing things because those are just the ones that I've watched, but, like, they're always so good. There's something about that. I don't know. They're all just so good. So I have more on my list. We obviously know that I love the Twilight movies. I think we've heard too much of me talking about the Twilight movies. I'll die on that hill again. It's fall. It's becoming fall, which means it's going to feel correct watching, like, basically all of them, but especially New Moon. There are some, like, classic, like, sort of Italian feel-good movies that I've seen just a lot of. like Moonstruck, Big Night. Goodfellas is actually on our Film Bros movie list. I don't think we'll watch it, just unless people want us to hear us talk about Goodfellas. But I watched that movie a bunch, and I kind of just really enjoyed it every time. And I feel like it's a stereotypical sort of like film favorite to like put on a list, but I really enjoy that movie for some reason. Some classic like cute little rom-coms that I love: Notting Hill, 10 Things I Hate About You, My Best Friend's Wedding. I don't know if you classify My Best Friend's Wedding as a rom-com. I'm not gonna spoil it, but it's like, you know, Julia Roberts. She's the rom-com queen. I think we all know that. Julia Roberts, that guy who played Russell on New Girl, if anyone, he has some name I just don't know it. And Cameron Diaz. So whatever, that movie is really good. It's on Netflix. If you have time to watch it, I think you should. There's like one like iconic movie scene in it that is just always fun to watch. 10 Things I Hate About You, Notting Hill. I watched Bridget Jones's Diary for the first time a couple of months ago, and Skylar kept telling me to watch it, and it's a Christmas movie. Like, it's a Christmas movie in that it takes place during Christmas, but there's no, it's not like Christmas themes and like shit like that. And I liked it. Renee Zellweger, I think, did a really good job. I think it perpetuates a lot of like things about like women's bodies and like, I don't think it does the best job of like representing a complex female character. But it's entertaining, and that scene with Hugh Grant when he gets, you know, flipped from the boat and he has this wet cigarette in his mouth and he's wearing sunglasses, I mean, that's just fun to watch. And Colin Firth is in that too. Colin Firth in Love Actually, which is actually like a Christmas movie about Christmas, is really good. I think that's one of my favorite plot lines in Love Actually, is Colin. Oh my god, I hope I'm saying the right Colin. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Colin Firth. His plotline with the woman who he learns Portuguese for, but I don't know her name. I also don't know his character's name either. Just, those people are all just like Emma Thompson, Liam Neeson. They don't have character names. Hugh Grant doesn't. Anyway, we all know how terrible Skylar and I are at character names. But the last, like, classic sort of, like, Italian movie I've just grown up to sort of maybe be conditioned to like, but is actually really good, is Big Night, which is Tony Shalhoub and Stanley Tucci and Allison Janney. And it's, like, these two brothers. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't remember. I think they're brothers who, like, own a restaurant, and they have this one night with, like, this amazing meal at their restaurant, and it's just, like, the soundtrack is so good. Any soundtrack that has Louis Prima on it, absolutely elite. They're just like, it's just like a comfort movie for me. A lot of the movies that are my favorites are comfort movies, and I feel like that's a lot of other people's, and comfort movies come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and plots, and everything. So, yeah. Like I said, I'm missing things. I know I'm missing things. Oh my god, okay. For A24 movies, this was a whole subtopic I wanted to get into. I've seen a bunch. Oh my god, is The Lighthouse A24? It might not be. Someone let me know. Midsommar. Seen it twice. Liked it better the second time because I knew when to look away. The Lighthouse. Good time. Oh my God. There are a bunch. I like A24 movies. I will never watch Hereditary because I don't like horror movies. Yeah. Some movies I'm looking forward to close this episode off. I'm looking forward to The French Dispatch. I like a couple of Wes Anderson movies. Spencer. Because I really want to hear Kristen Stewart's Princess Diana. And House of Gucci. Because I'm trying to understand the Adam Driver thing. That's a goal of mine. I want to understand that. So I'm hoping House of Gucci will help me. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's okay. And I'm reading Gone Girl, and I plan to watch the movie, and we'll see how I like it compared to the book. So, that is my little spiel about movies. Did I do that as eloquently as I could have? Probably not. But those are the movies I could think of. Life as We Know It. OG Enemies to Lovers. Love that movie. Any situation in which two people are like, don't want babies, don't think they could handle babies, also don't get along together, and then have a baby and things work out in a non-romantic way. Three men and a baby? Have you guys seen that movie? Three men and a little lady? Ted Danson. The guy with the mustache from Friends who's older than Monica. Oh my God, what's his name? Anyway, I like those tropes are always fun. Yeah, those are my thoughts. I really like movies. Skylar and I really like reviewing movies because the new ones that come out for like young teens, young adults, just keep getting worse and worse, and I want to know why. And so we have to keep ourselves educated, which means we have to keep watching bad movies, but I'm okay with that. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me rant about movies, some of my favorites. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone who comes back. Thank you to new people. We are coming back to TikTok. Things have been hectic, but we are coming back to TikTok. Look out for our episode on He's All That coming this week. And follow us on all of our social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel because you can listen to us. We really, really appreciate it when you listen. And you can also watch if you want to watch us as we record our podcast. So you have two options. Everything is linked in the description below. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, you guys. And I will see you next time.